Hi there, and welcome to Let's Slow Down, a podcast for all of you who feel tired and stressed from this overwhelming world. Here we'll have fun, inspiring conversations about living life on our own terms and explore ways to ease the pace of our modern world, because life really is good when you're relaxed enough to be present for it. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Stolting, and I welcome you to this space where I hope to inspire you to slow down, because life is too short to let it go by in a blur. So take a deep breath, relax, and enjoy the show. Welcome to episode 53 of the Let's Slow Down podcast. We're a week out until Christmas. Can you believe it? I can't. All of a sudden, it's here. Today's episode is short because I know everyone has a lot going on, but I thought it would be fun to offer some simple ways to enjoy the magic of the season. I hope you've had a chance to do some of these things already, but I know in the coming week or so that many people will be taking some time off work and really focusing on family, so hopefully you can incorporate some of these meaningful activities. Remember, the key is to focus on what brings you joy and meaning and just let go of all the unnecessary stress and obligations. Really try to enjoy a slow, simple Christmas, and I think that's the best way to appreciate the magic of the season and also create lasting memories with your family. It's really one time of the year when we can all take a step back and just focus on being together. I would really encourage, as always, to keep things very easy and simple. Enjoy some time at home. I know that sounds pretty obvious, but it's different than just being home. Enjoy your time at home. You've probably decorated by now, taken that time and money to transform your house with the decorations, and I'll bet it's a very cozy atmosphere with all the lights and, you know, candles and the natural elements that we like to incorporate this time of year, like the pine Christmas wreaths and trees. This all feels very warm, joyful, and to me, it's important to take some time to savor that. We do all this work to decorate, and sometimes this time of year, we're rushing around so much we don't get to enjoy it. Along those same lines, while you're at home, truly prioritize spending time with loved ones. Engage in activities that promote togetherness. My family loves cards. Some people love playing board games, cooking a meal together, taking a walk. Going for a winter walk is always a lot of fun. You can bundle up, take a stroll. Maybe you'll get a little bit of snow. Either way, a brisk walk is always refreshing. And if you're lucky, you'll get to enjoy the lights and the decorations of your neighborhood. Bake festive treats, Christmas cookies. You don't have to go nuts and make every type. You don't have to do, you know, 20 different kinds or anything like that. But spending a little time in the kitchen, get your kids involved, get your hands dirty, make a few cookies or other holiday treats that your family likes. Maybe put some Christmas music on while you're doing that. Music has the power to really evoke festive feelings, and it just really enhances the holiday spirit. So enjoy doing that. While you're at it, put away those devices, put the phone away, maybe turn it off. Don't just put it away, turn it off. It will really help you be present and enjoy the moments more. You could plan a quiet evening at home, maybe make some hot chocolate, make a fire, enjoy a good book or a movie marathon. There's so many holiday movies out there. A lot of them are just a lot of fun to watch and family friendly as well. It's another great way to relax and just enjoy everything about the season. I think many of these simple, heartfelt traditions don't require a lot of planning or stress, but they can add a lot of value and depth to your days. So while you're at it, try to incorporate some mindful practices into your holiday routine, like whether it's meditation, yoga, a meditative walk, just take a little time to slow down and enjoy what you're doing, and it will make everything so much more meaningful. It's also fun as we wind down this year to reflect on not only the meaning of the season, but how the year has gone, what you want to take with you, what changes you might want to make, what you're grateful for, and just focus on all of the positive blessings that you have had this year. I think this is just a great time to reflect. So that's all I have for you today. I really just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. I know it's a crazy time of year, but I hope that you'll enjoy it. And I also want to remind you that after today, my 12 days of holiday ease will be closing. So if you still are interested, feel free to sign up. The link will be in the show notes for you to get your 12 days of simple living messages to your inbox. That's a little gift that I created for you. And just remember, the magic of the holidays often lies in these simple pleasures. It's the little things. It's the shared moments with our loved ones. Enjoy these moments. Be mindful and present, and it will make the season really special for you. I wish you a very Merry Christmas, and thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and have been inspired to slow down and start living life at your own pace. As a brand new podcast, your listener voice matters. If Let's Slow Down is resonating with you, please take a minute to leave a review and rate us. Subscribe to the show wherever you listen and share it with friends. Remember, this is a process, so go easy on yourself. Be gentle and take all the space you need to thrive, because the world needs you to be at your best, to love and serve others and yourself.